Hey friends, Jamie Grace here. Good morning and welcome to the Jamie Grace podcast. I'm saying good morning, but usually I'm uploading episodes at like 5 a.m. It's currently 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Pacific time, and I'm just now recording, doing a fun little trip with my husband. It's our last like fly on an airplane trip. Why did I say that? I said it weird, but it's our last like flying an airplane trip before we have a baby to fly with. And so I'm not telling you guys just where I am, but I will be sharing on Instagram like in the next couple of days. So if you want to post, like check me out on Instagram. That sounds so weird. I feel like I'm phrasing everything weirdly. Like if you want to check me out on the gram, it's at Jamie Grace H, but that's not what this episode is about. We've been doing a study on the book of Proverbs, and I'm really pumped to jump through this. So this might be a little bit obvious and you might actually guess where I am, but I'm using one of my childhood Bibles, and I'm using the Children's Illustrated Version of the CEV, which is the Contemporary English Version. You guys, I remember getting this Bible from a very young age, and it meant so much to me. And I know that, you know, the statement that I'm going to make might sound a little bit controversial, but if you'd love to reach out to me on Instagram, we can talk about this more, or I can rather send you a link so that you can, you know, check it out and do a little bit of like research on it. But it is known that back in the day, back in the Bible days, it's not very likely that the people we read about in the Bible were blonde and had very fair or pale skin. And so this Bible, I remember when I got it when I was a kid, and everyone is portrayed kind of in realistic, like, skin tone and stuff like that. And I remember growing up just as a little girl and having darker skin, being so, like, blown away of seeing these pictures of the people in the Bible that actually kind of looked like me a little bit. And it just gave me such an incredible connection to them. Not that you can't be connected if you don't look like them, but it just put a different perspective in, because in the 90s, that was really hard to find. excuse me. And so I don't know what year this Bible came out, but it's an incredible Bible. I'll share it on my Instagram sometime today. And so if you want to check it out, it's just really cool. And yeah, I just think it's a really great Bible. I'm trying to see what year it came out, but I don't know what year they printed these. I feel like I was like 10 before we got a hold of them, but it doesn't have a year in like the publishing in the front. Isn't that a thing? Like, shouldn't it always say that in the front? Oh, there we go. Yeah, 95. But I think originally, okay, sorry, I'm getting nerdy. Okay, so we're gonna jump into Proverbs 6 this morning, and Proverbs 7 this morning, and I'm excited to read this with you guys, and I hope that you guys will read along. And of course, if you have any questions or want to talk about anything further, always hit me up on Instagram at Jamie Grace H. Twitter is literally the best place to get a hold of me, but I understand that you might not always want to share your name and stuff, and so you can always hit me up on Instagram as well in my DMs at Jamie Grace H. Okay, and then there's also email on my Instagram where you can reach out there too. But let's jump into Proverbs 7. Verse 1. My son, pay close attention and don't forget what I tell you to do. Obey me and you will live. Let my instructions be your greatest treasure. Keep them at your fingertips and write them in your mind. Let wisdom be your sister and make common sense your closest friend. They will protect you from the flattering words of someone else's wife. Oh, here he goes again. He's talking about that stuff again, y'all. I think when we see things that are talked about multiple times in the Bible, like certain references are made to like adultery or laziness, like things that are like talked about multiple times, I think it's because like those temptations are very common and very popular, plausible. And so I think it's good that these things are mentioned more than once. Okay, verse 6. From the window of my house, I once happened to see some foolish young men. It was late in the evening, sometime after dark. One of these young men turned the corner and was walking by the house of an unfaithful wife. She was dressed fancy like a woman on the street with only one thing in mind. He's talking about sexual relations. She was one of those women who are loud and restless and never stay at home, who walk street after street waiting to trap a man. She grabbed him and kissed him And with no sense of shame, she said, I had to offer a sacrifice, and there's enough meat left over for a feast. So I came looking for you, and here you are. The sheets on my bed are bright colored cloth from Egypt, and I have covered it with perfume made of myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Sorry, I don't know why I was about to say aloes. I need a nap. I actually just woke up. Verse 18, let's go there and make love all night. My husband is traveling and he's far away. He took a lot of money along and he won't be back before the middle of the month. And so she tricked him with all of her sweet talk and her flattery. Right away he followed her like an ox on the way to be slaughtered, or like a fool on the way to be punished and killed with arrows. He was no more than a bird rushing into a trap without knowing it would cost him his life. My son, pay close attention to what I have said. Don't even think about that kind of woman or let yourself be misled by someone like her. Such a woman has caused the downfall and destruction of a lot of men. Her house is a one-way street leading down to the world of the dead. Hey guys, so we're going to talk about this chapter. I mean, I feel like so often we are so like, y'all, I gotta like go to the movies, I gotta see the latest story, I gotta read this book, I gotta see what's up, I gotta watch this YouTube video, this Facebook video, I gotta see the drama. There's enough drama in the Bible, and some of you guys may have heard that said before, like different pastors or teachers or stuff, but there, I mean, this is some serious stuff, you guys. I mean, like, she straight up said, this is, and some people are like, oh, like, this is not for children. Like, yeah, I wouldn't say, like, send your seven-year-old to go read Proverbs 7. But I mean, this is like some stuff that I think as early as high school, if not middle school, we need to be reading this stuff, talking about temptation and talking about being unfaithful when it comes to sexually. You know, you guys have heard me I told y'all I need a nap. You guys have heard me talk about this, multiple times where it talks about in the Word of God. It's like, it's not about making sex this shameful, scary thing. It's about appreciating and celebrating the context in which it was designed to be celebrated and enjoyed. And so, I mean, it's so bold, and I love that it's so bold because it gives us the ability to read this and address it and to understand what we are and aren't supposed to do. And I mentioned this in, I think, Proverbs 5 as well. It can oftentimes seem like, oh man, like they're just expecting, you know, the men to don't fall into the temptation of the crazy lady, you know, because it can kind of, it goes into way more detail about what the woman is doing and how she's portraying. And if you only read it in a one-sided way, then it can kind of seem like it's blaming the woman, but I don't think it is. I think it's blaming both parties. There's definitely manipulation on both ends from completely different reasons. And we're going to just break some of those things down really quick. So, one of the things, you know, it says, you know, it goes into all these verses saying, you know, what the woman is doing and how she shouldn't be doing X, Y, and Z. But it clearly says in verse 22, right away he followed her like an ox on the way to be slaughtered, or a fool, or like a fool on the way to be punished. And I love that the Bible uses analogies, because I'm such an analogy, or there's another word I'm looking for right now. Not analogy, but my brain is like, hi, we're not going to think of that. yeah, I mean, it clearly says that he followed her. He made this choice to do this. It also says earlier in verse 7, some young foolish men. It implies that he was being foolish. And I think that word foolish could also mean ignorant or immature. And so I do think that they are referencing that she was being manipulative in her ways and could have maybe not done some of the stuff that she was doing. But I also, so it puts the blame on both sides. And just to talk about a few of the things that she was doing as well, one thing that was specific, and you guys, we've mentioned before that when we read verses like these, if you're not married, or if you can't see yourself in one of these positions, look again, because we can all take something from this. Single, married, divorced, widowed, no matter what part of your life you are in, we can all take something from this. Verse 11, when she says, she's one of those women that is loud and restless and never stays at home. Now, the Bible's not saying, oh, she needs to stay at home, but there's so much more to that, those three things. One, loud; two, restless; and three, never stays at home. There's something significant about a woman that can be content when she is home, and about a woman that does not have to be loud and restless and anxious to get her point across. I think it's really speaking to confidence, and we're really building up to some good stuff here. A lot of you guys know Proverbs 31, so we're really building up to some beautiful qualities. I'm not necessarily saying a checklist, but we're building up to some beautiful qualities that can build the confidence in a woman who finds her confidence in who she is and not what she looks like, not what she wears, and not what man she can get. And then verse 12 goes on to say, who walks street after street waiting to trap a man. And so this is something that whether you're married or unmarried, you can really receive from this. I can receive from this even in marriage. It's like, okay, am I being loud? Am I being restless? Am I finding confidence in my home, or am I only feeling beautiful when I'm dressed up and I'm showing boobs and I'm showing my hips and I'm going out for a Friday night and I'm just waiting to get a man, or I'm waiting to be loved by my owner? And do I find confidence in that only, or do I find confidence outside of that? Where do you find your confidence? And then for the man, it's saying, where do you find your joy? You know, so it's like, find your confidence and your joy in something much greater than a sexual relationship, much greater than being intimate with someone. Because what can end up happening is when that's all you want, then like this girl says, when her husband's gone, that's all she's gonna get. So even though her husband's gone, she wants it so bad that that's what she gets. And for this young man, he's just walking down the street, but he wants it so bad, that's what he gets. And it's not a great idea for either of them. They've both made a mistake here. So it's really heartbreaking there, but it's unfortunately it's reality. And so that's why we read books like this. That's why we read the book of Proverbs, because it helps us, it guides us through every little decision, every big decision that we might make in our lives. He talks about verse 2, let my instructions be your great treasure, keep them at your fingertips and write them in your mind. Verse 4, let wisdom be your sister. I love that so much. You guys know how close I am to my big sister, Morgan. Sisterhood is a beautiful thing. It can be such a strong, incredible bond. It was created to be a great bond, and it breaks my heart that not every sisterhood is able to be that way, but that's the intention behind it. So let wisdom be your sister. Which a sister is someone that holds you accountable, that is there, that loves you, that comforts you, and make common sense your closest friend. Oh my goodness. They will protect you in the flattering words. They will protect you from the flattering words of someone else's wife. And I would unashamedly go far to say that it's not just about someone else's wife, but they will protect you from the flattering words of anyone outside of wisdom or common sense. They will protect you from flattery in any context when it is not what God has for you. So heed to wisdom, stay close to wisdom. Verse 1 says, pay close attention and don't forget what I tell you to do. Obey me and you will live. I think I just said chapter 2. I meant to say verse 2, but chapter 7 is really good. You guys, I really enjoyed reading it. I hope that you guys will dig into this on your own time, pray over it, you know, seek it out, try to highlight some stuff that you can get from it, highlight some things that you can, like, and I say highlight, like, go look at it and, like, you know, read it twice, but I also mean highlight, like grab a highlighter and read through it. I know a lot of us use our Bibles and our phones. So there's nothing wrong with that, but there's something incredible about getting a physical Bible and checking it out. And I've got some listed in the description of this, the show notes of this, some Bibles that I really genuinely love and have personally learned and grown from. Just some links that I really love. So I'll put this new one in there too. So check those out. I hope you guys enjoy them. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Jamie Grace podcast. Next Sunday, we're going to be listening to, what's it called? Proverbs chapter 8. I can't even talk. Proverbs chapter 8 is next week, but there's also a new episode tomorrow, and then there's going to be a new episode Friday and Saturday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, new episodes of the Jamie Grace podcast. You can find me on social media at Jamie Grace H, H as in helicopter. And I hope you have a fantastic Sunday, and I'll talk to you guys later. Okay, bye.